This is Akashwani, the news read by Akhila. The Supreme Court has recorded the union government's assurance that no fresh appointments will be made to Waqf boards or the Central Waqf Council under the Waqf Amendment Act 2025 until the next hearing. The three-judge bench led by Chief Justice Sanjeev Khanna also noted that the status of existing Waqf properties, including those listed as Waqf by usual, will remain unchanged for now. The apex court granted the centre 7 days to file a reply over the pleas filed against the Waqf Amendment Act, after which the petitioners will be granted 5 days to review the reply. The matter will now be heard on May 5th. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar questioned recent ruling of the Supreme Court prescribing a timeline for the president to decide on bills and said there cannot be a situation where court directs the president of India. He said the apex court can only interpret this constitution addressing the sixth batch of Rajya Sabha interns at the vice president's enclave in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Dhankar said India had not bargained for a democracy where judges will legislate, perform executive functions, and act as what he called the super parliament. He underlined that one has to be extremely sensitive while exercising power.
We have to be extremely sensitive. It is not a question of someone filing a review or not. We never bargained for democracy for this day. President being called upon to decide in a time-bound manner, and if not, becomes law. So we have judges who will legislate, who will perform executive functions, who will act as super parliament, and absolutely have no accountability because law of the land does not apply to them.
India has asked Pakistan to take action against the perpetrators of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks following the extradition of Tahawur Hussain Rana. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said that the extradition of Rana serves as a reminder to Pakistan that it needs to bring to justice other perpetrators of the Mumbai attacks whom it continues to shield. He said Pakistan may try very hard, but its reputation as an epicenter of global terrorism will not diminish. Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal has stated that the implementation of the Direct Benefit Transfer, DBT system, has brought transformative results. Quoting a policy paper titled A Quantitative Assessment of India's DBT System, Mr. Goyal informed that due to the transparent and tech-driven reforms introduced by DBT, India's new Welfare Efficiency Index jumped from 0.32 in 2013 to 0.91 in 2023. He said these reforms have reduced leakage, expanded the beneficiary coverage, and increased subsidy allocations. In West Bengal, central forces will continue to remain deployed in violence-affected areas of Murshidabad as per an order from the Calcutta High Court. A division bench comprising Justices Somen Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary rejected a plea filed by a leader of the opposition, Suvendu Adhikari, and others seeking a National Investigation Agency, NIA, probed into the violence. However, the court clarified the central government is free to take sua motu cognizance of the incidents and may independently order an NIA investigation if deemed necessary. The court also announced the formation of a 3-member team to assess the return and rehabilitation of displaced persons. The team has been directed to submit its report by 15th of next month. In Italy, 4 tourists have died after a cable car cabin plunged to the ground near Mount Faito in the southern region near Naples. Officials said another person was critically injured and was airlifted to hospital. According to Italian media, the cabin was near the top of the mountain when one of the support cables snapped, causing it to crash. A second cabin located lower down in the valley at the time of the incident was carrying 16 people, all of whom were rescued and winched to safety. Campania regional resident Vincenzo De Luca confirmed that all the victims were tourists. Rescue operations were swiftly launched following the incident and authorities have begun investigating the cause of the cable failure. India's Saurav Kothari defeated defending champion Pankaj Advani by 725-480 points in the final to win the 2025 IBSF World Billiards title in Carlow Island. In a thrilling final, Kothari emerged as a champion with an emphatic win, scoring 725 points to Advani's 480. And that is the end of this news bulletin.